Mix 106.5.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Friday show.
Happy Friday.
I woke up this morning, and for the first, I woke up early. I woke up at like 3.
Oh, wow.
And for the first 20 minutes of the morning, I thought it was Saturday.
Oh, no.
So I want to start today's show by reminding you it's Friday.
That's the worst.
I know, man. I was like,
you're kind of taking your time a little bit.
I was.
Yeah.
And like savoring it.
Yeah. And then you're like,
and I was like, no.
Is this the Twilight Zone?
Realized I had about 10 more minutes until
until
Friday was going to sink in.
That's scary.
But it was nice. I will say, it was nice to actually enjoy a few minutes of Saturday.
Yeah.
Like extra Saturday. It was like a bonus Saturday that was not actually given.
At least that didn't happen yesterday or like on a Wednesday.
That's true.
On a Friday, you're like, you know what? It's fine. I can make do. It's not that big of a deal. I'll get through that.
It's no big deal. It's Friday, y'all. Welcome to the show. Sunday is Jess's 1 year wedding anniversary.
Yes. It's Star Wars weekend and Star Wars Day and my 1 year anniversary. It's fun.
Do you ever think you say that together?
No, but I love on the text line, though. Everyone's like, happy Star Wars Day and 1 year anniversary, Jess. And I love that. Like, that's in the same sentence. I appreciate that so much.
Like, 5 years ago, if I said, hey, on Star Wars Day, it's also going to be your wedding anniversary.
It's a lot of fun. When we first talked about what day we were actually going to get married, and other couples shared like that they got married on Star Wars Day, and they said that it was just so fun. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
What's the plan for the wedding anniversary?
We are going to go to Annapolis this weekend and do kind of like a staycation getaway because that's where we took our engagement photos.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just have like a really cute weekend plan and we're super, super excited. So we're going to head over there just straight after the show. We're going to go over there.
The year's been like a blur. I don't know if it's been for you guys, but like it doesn't seem like it's been a year at all. It seems like yesterday we were just in California at your wedding and we were you guys were standing up there and like you were doing your vows and like we were all like, oh my God, Jess is getting married.
This it's
is
so, like so crazy. It doesn't feel like that much time has gone by. And I don't know if that's what it's always going to feel like. Does it feel like that because it was, we just got married?
Yeah.
But it freaks me out. Not even in the terms of like we've been married for a year, but that time went by that fast.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel like that.
Do you do gifts on, did you get him a gift for anniversary? I don't remember if you do gifts on anniversaries or not. Do you actually do gifts or do you do experiences?
We do experiences. Yeah. So I think with us wanting to go to Annapolis and celebrate that way, like we're going to go to all like the spots that we took pictures at.
That's cute.
And do like a little stroll and
that's
everything.
That's cute.
Yeah. So I'm really, really excited.
Yeah. You guys are adorable.
Huh? Yeah. And Garage Boy wants us to wear what we wore for our engagement photos as like when we go out to eat and stuff like that.
So freaking cute.
Yeah.
It's adorable, man.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Star Wars weekend at Camden Yards officially kicks off today. Fans can enjoy themed giveaways, live music, and a Star Wars inspired menu like the 7 Leia dip with Scooper Troopers, the Ham Solo Burger, Dark Side Dog with Vader Taters, and a Wookiee Cookie Ice Cream Sandwich. Tonight's first pitch against the Kansas City Royals, that's going to be at 7:05. Your giveaway is a Colton Cowser Star Wars bobblehead. Saturday is Orange Out Day. Don't forget to be all decked out in your orange. Let's Go cover band is going to be there. And then Sunday, May the 4th be with you with the Gunnar Henderson Star Wars bobblehead for fans. And you can get all of the Star Wars Weekend O's info at Orioles.com.
Number two.
Shake Shack is celebrating National Burger Month with free burgers. So starting now through June 1st, Shake Shack is giving away a different free burger every single week. They're going to change it up when you spend at least $10 or more. All you have to do is either order through their app, website, or in-store kiosk. Make sure you use the code BURGERMONTH. Also, keep in mind, you cannot use this at the counter. You cannot use this at a drive-thru. It has to be ordered online in the app or at a kiosk.
Sounds like a deal.
Number one.
T-Pain and Wyclef Jean are coming to Preakness. Baltimore is getting ready to party trackside this year. For the first time ever, they are switching up the format. So there is not going to be an infield concert. Instead, the brand new trackside stage Fuji's legend, Wyclef Jean, is back at Pimlico with a live set that's even making the national NBC broadcast. And then T-Pain is going to close out the night, fresh off of his viral sets at Coachella, at Stagecoach. And then he's going to be performing after the final race, the new 21 and up only infield fan zone. That's going to be hosted by Ray Lewis. There's going to be live music, food and drinks, and the 150th Preakness Stakes is set for Saturday, May 17th. Tickets right now are starting at $96, so you can get all that info at Preakness.com.
Man, it's bad because of what just happened with him and Coachella, though. You know, I feel like he set the bar so high.
What do you mean?
Like, my T-Pain expectations. Because here's the thing. I don't think he's going to be able to match what he did at Coachella on the normal basis.
Okay.
So, like, my expectations. I saw T-Pain in, like, 2019. And what he did there was not what he was doing at Coachella, right? So what I just saw, 2 weeks ago is now my new expectation of T-Pain. What he's going to do at Preakness is not going to be what he did at Coachella.
Dude.
But that's not my new, now my bar has been raised to expect that.
So I have to disagree with you, because when I saw this announced yesterday, I was so excited because of what I saw at Coachella.
You think he'll do that?
I think because also too, before Coachella though, have you been seeing recent videos of T-Pain performing? Because that's the vibe. Like that is like
it's
him dancing.
It's not going to be that hype, dude.
No, but it is.
It's not, I promise
but
you.
Obviously,
do not walk in like that.
Well, no. So Preakness, same thing with Bruno Mars. Like, he's not going to have the same, stage setup. But my experience of seeing Bruno Mars at, the MGM was so different and really cool in its own way at Preakness, because there's a different kind of vibe when you're outside with a huge crowd watching him like that. And I wasn't sure if the Bruno experience was going to be the same.
Yeah.
Also, I will tell you this, too. If you've ever wanted to see Wyclef Jean or T-Pain, you should go to Preakness, because I'm telling you right now, that is probably the closest you're ever going to be to seeing your favorite artist. I have never been that close to Bruno Mars. I could have literally given that man a high five. I was freaking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
So you told me it wasn't worth it. You said life is too short, that you're going to regret it someday. And yesterday, I decided that you were right. I decided to finally, after months of not talking to my dad, finally give him a call. And I'm glad I did.
That's good.
I'm glad I finally did, man. And if you're one of these people that have been putting off a phone call for a long time with somebody because you know it's going to be a hard conversation, maybe this is the motivation that you need. My family and I haven't been talking for a long time. And if you're a regular listener of the show, if you guys check in, you're part of the family, then you know that me and my family have not been on good terms. There was a family trip that was planned and things just were
a lot of miscommunication.
Miscommunication. I felt like I got left out of a family trip. This is a very long story short, but I felt like I got left out of this family trip. And because of that, I was like, you know what? Like, I just need some space from you guys, right? And last week, I found out that my dad's health has not been doing good. And that really put things in perspective for me.
Yeah, like how do you want this to go?
Like, it really, kind of shook things up.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, it made me realize, holy crap. Like, am I going to let this miscommunication over a family trip possibly I don't know. I think when people start to get sick, as our parents started to get older, it kind of makes you realize that time is really finite.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that time is finite for all of us. But I think as you start to watch your parents get older, it really starts to put it in perspective.
Well, yeah. And also it makes you ask yourself what is really important?
Yeah.
What kind of moments do I really want to have left with the time that I have, realistically?
It kind of put it in perspective for me, because a lot of you guys, once I started telling the story, were like, hey, man, I don't want you to regret this.
Yeah.
And a lot of you guys would share stories with me. And I'm glad you did, because you were like, hey, as somebody who lost a parent and wished there were things that I could have said or
lost anyone important. Yeah.
So thank you for sharing those stories, because it kind of put things in perspective of my dad's had cancer now for 27 years. And now that things, he goes through phases where it's better and things get worse. And now that things are not great for him right now, I think kind of made me realize is this really that big of a deal?
Right.
Like, are my hurt feelings important? Yes, they're definitely important. But are they important enough to, like, never talk to my dad again? Like, is it worth just completely never having another conversation with my father again? And, like,
and that being that, yeah.
So yesterday I decided to call him, and my dad, you know, he's not my mom. My mom's a great communicator. You know, we can have a conversation really easy. It was a good conversation. Things were said that needed to be said. And I'll tell you this, it went a whole lot easier than I thought it was going to go.
That's good.
And I wanted to bring that up this morning because I think that the fear of having these conversations are a million times worse than actually having the conversations.
It's also the assumption that you have of how the other person is going to react.
Totally. Yeah. Because you don't know. And what I didn't want to do is make it worse and, like, maybe my feelings get hurt worse, or I just didn't know. I really didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad that I made the phone call.
Good.
And things are now, like, heading in a really good direction. And so I tell you this story because, I don't know, maybe there's somebody in your life that you're putting off. Maybe there was some drama and, like, you're like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to call that person. I don't want to, we're never going to talk again or whatever. If it's somebody you really care about, maybe it's time to have that conversation. Maybe this motivates you to pick up the phone or send the text message, or just the question is, like, is it really worth it? And to me, with my dad, I just knew it wasn't. And yesterday I just felt like it was the day, and I'm glad I made the call. So maybe that's the motivation you need as well, because it really was nowhere near as scary and bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy for you guys.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Yo, it's Friday. Be a great day to win $1,000 in free gas. Think how excited you would be if you won this. So why don't you play for fun in your car right now with us, all right? Caller 10 is going to do it for real on the phone with us. Who's this? Hi.
This is Kate.
Kate, what's up?
Hey, Kate. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Kate, we ready?
Maybe. I can't actually pull over this morning to Google because I have to get my kid to school.
Listen, we don't encourage Google. Listen, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now, people that Google, I don't think ever win. I'm telling you, if you really just trust your instincts on these, you can probably do way better than you think you can do on this. And I mean that. I mean, people that really just, I mean, we're so machine dependent nowadays.
Wait, can your kid Google though?
Stop, Jessica. That's not the point of the game. This is not, y'all
not old enough.
Trust your instincts. Trust your instincts in this game, y'all. This is the problem. That's the problem, okay? Let's explain. Everybody, y'all, this is our $1,000 minute. Jess, let's go over the rules, and Kate is going to go for this $1,000 in free dash in gas.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Kate, you ready to play?
Sure.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. In golf, what is the score of one under par on a hole called?
Birdie.
Correct. Question number two. What is the unit of length is 1/100th of a meter?
A centimeter.
Correct. Question number three. What is the name of the line that divides the Earth into the northern and the southern hemisphere?
The equator.
Correct. Question number four. What letter comes fifth in the word peculiarity?
What's the word?
Peculiarity is the word.
Okay. L.
Correct. Question number five. Who is the villainous billionaire who is known for Superman's arch enemy in the DC comic universe?
Oh, my gosh, Pat, I don't know.
Question number six. Who is known as Mother Monster?
Lady Gaga.
Correct. Question number seven. What is the largest single-digit odd number? That is 60 seconds right there.
Kate,
that is
60 you seconds. Did so Kate, flipping
we
good
didn't even Google.
Without Googling? We like, are you Google kidding? It.
I'm a little upset. I'm not like a comic book person, so that one I was like, I should know this. But
hey, but we didn't even Google, see?
No, but the other ones were so much harder.
You trusted your gut, and look what happened.
The unit of length? The unit of length is crazy. 1/100th of a meter? Like, you just know that off top of the dome?
See? you're smart. You just use your brain. You do really well in this game. Literally, if we go back and answer these two questions, we would have knocked it out today. Jessica?
Yeah, question number five. Who is the villainous billionaire known for being Superman's arch enemy in the DC Comics universe? That is Lex Luthor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then question number seven. What is the largest single-digit odd number? That is 9.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think you should be proud of yourself. That was crazy without Googling.
You trusted the old brain today, and look what you did, kids.
Next time, hopefully, I'll be able to pull over and Google and actually...
I think it takes time to Google. That's the thing. People are like, I'm going to trust Google. I'm like, don't trust Google. You got to go with the old brain, the old dome. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, Kate, I feel like you did good today. I'm proud of you. You did really good. It's Friday. Everybody's feeling good. Monday, we're going to come back. We're going to do 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas, and we will see you then, okay?
Okay, can my kids just say hi real quick?
Yes, please. Of course they can. Hi!
Hi, guys. Have a good day at school.
Okay.
Hi. Bye, guys.
Happy Friday, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashen and try their new parfait. It's creamy, low-fat yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every single day only at Dashen.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Hey, Ashley from Always Mills, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need my mother-in-law to apologize for cropping me out of my own family photos.
Ooh. Damn. Why would she do that? That's terrible.
I literally could not begin to tell you. So my husband and I just had our first baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. We got these beautiful professional photos done.
Love.
And obviously, like, we sent them out to the family so they could have them and celebrate with us.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law posts the pictures online and somehow managed to just get my baby or just my husband, but like she's literally cropped me out where you can like see my hands holding the baby but my head is gone. I just think that looks like maybe we're separated or we're going through issues.
That's not cute. Is there drama with you guys? Because
it has to be a deal, right?
There's a thing. What's the thing?
The only thing I can think of is, like, I didn't take my husband's last name.
Like, okay. Why is that a thing?
Was that frowned upon, though?
Well, I think she was insulted. It's the only thing I can kind of land on.
Okay, but she never said, if you do this, I'll never put you in a family photo or anything.
No, there was none of that. It's right. Just, like, the vibes are off. So, like, when I talk to my husband, I'm like... That was weird, right? And he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, this feels like diabolical.
So
like,
wait, what did he say about this then?
I mean, it's his mom.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like he's taking sides. I think he's trying to stay out of it.
Okay.
He's like, oh, let's just keep the peace here.
I see. Man.
Wait, that's weird though, right? That's crazy.
It's not just photos with just your husband and the baby. Like, you're literally cropped out of the photo.
Yes.
Wow.
That's deliberate.
Well, what do you need from us? What can we do for you today?
Well, honestly, I want an apology from her, but I also want her to repost the pictures with my face in them.
And I think you're owed all of those, right? I mean, we can't force anybody to post something on social media, which is the only big
thing. Yeah, I honestly, just to be completely real with you, Ashley, I don't know if we could force her to repost the photos, but I do think you deserve for her to admit that there clearly is an issue and how can we move forward.
And this is the benefit of why people come on this segment. Have you ever wondered, like, why do people do this on the radio? Like, I think that why this segment works is that you've got this kind of social pressure of people like Jess and I that are like, hey, listen, like, here's an outside point of view of these situations.
This, like, is actually unhealthy. This is really mean.
It's just like, hey, we just want to let you know that, like, we're like an outside party here, and like, maybe this is a different way to like look at this. So we reached out to Dana and said, hey, listen, we host a radio show in town. There's somebody that wants to bring you on our radio segment about forgiveness. We're just not going to let you know who it is that wanted to bring you on. She doesn't know it's you, though. So I don't know, like, how she's going to react when she finds out that it's about this situation. We're going to find out together when we bring her on for Forgive and Forget. So, Ashley, we're going to get on Dana. Just don't let her know that you're on, though, until we give her a chance to, like, figure out who it was that wanted to bring her on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Hang on 1 second. Then let me get on Dana. Hi, Dana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on today. We really appreciate that.
Oh, I guess it's good to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know that Charlotte explained it when we got you set up for this this segment that it's obviously a segment about forgiveness, and there's somebody that wanted to bring you on here to either ask for the apology or to give you some forgiveness here. And is there anybody, though, that came to mind possibly that would want to bring you on a radio segment like this?
Well, the only person I could really think of might be my neighbor.
Mm.
We had some issues over a fence.
So it's not your neighbor about that. So the person that wanted to bring you on the segment today is actually your daughter-in-law.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why you cut me out of those pictures with my son that you posted on Facebook. I mean, you know, everybody that are friends on my Facebook page, I've known my son since he was little. They're more interested in him and my grandbaby. It's not really about you. That's kind of, I mean, it's the way I just thought it would be better to just show the two of them.
Well, they don't know me because you're cropping me out of family photos.
It does seem a little weird to, like, take the time to, like, edit her out.
Well, just I figured that most of my friends wouldn't be interested, really. I mean, it wasn't something towards her. I mean, they don't really know her at all.
They've been married for 4 years, though, right?
Yes.
Right. So you think they'd be confused of who that was?
Not really confused. I mean, it's just I just posted my son with his baby.
I didn't
see anything wrong with that.
Okay.
Is there something that maybe any sort of unresolved issue?
No, nothing I can think of. No, everything's fine.
Yeah?
Is everything fine? I feel like you've had issues with me since you found out I was keeping my own last name and not taking your son's.
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, that's your decision on what to do. I mean, it's not necessarily what I would have done under the same circumstances.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I think it's really weird that you're so concerned about what I'm posting on my Facebook. There's nothing bad on
like erased from the history of my own family.
No, you're not.
We're here because Ashley wanted to ask you to apologize for doing this, because obviously she's really hurt, as you can tell. Do you feel like you need to apologize for posting this, knowing that it hurt her so bad?
Well, I'm not going to apologize for something that I posted on my personal Facebook page. I didn't post anything against her. I posted pictures of my beautiful grandbaby.
I do think you owe Ashley an apology, because it's also making it look like there is an issue. Like,
yeah.
It's a, you know, and I think that's unfair to her. I think it's unfair to your son, too. It might make people think, like, there's something wrong with their marriage or something like that.
On the other end, though, I just don't know that we can be like, hey, yeah, it's messed up, but, like, can we say, you have to apologize for something you posted on social media? Let's get some calls on this. Are you guys okay if we take calls on this to see, like, should Dana apologize for cropping the photos out?
Yeah.
Okay, 410-583-1065. So Ashley has all these pictures taken of her brand new baby. She had a beautiful son. Dana said, I cropped my daughter-in-law out. A lot of people don't know her on my social media, and like I just felt like it wasn't that relevant to the pictures. Should she apologize for that? Hi, Sarah. Good morning. Do you feel like Dana needs to repost these pictures, or does it, her Facebook page, she can do what she wants?
So it might be her Facebook page, and she can do what she wants, but that doesn't mean that she shouldn't have repercussions, because Ashley deserves an apology. This is absolutely ridiculous. I am a mother to a 6-month-old baby, and if my mother-in-law had done this to me while I was freshly postpartum, I would be devastated.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not fair to her.
Yes.
Ashley just went through labor, carrying this baby for 9 months.
Yeah.
It might be Dana's beautiful grandson, but that is Ashley's baby. Mm-hmm. And to crop the mother of her grandchild out is beyond rude.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you brought up postpartum, Sarah, because like I didn't even think of that, if like she could possibly still be dealing with that right now.
Right.
And to see that online.
To be sensitive to that.
Yes.
That's true. Thank you for calling us.
This is Hillary on One in Baltimore.
Hillary, do you feel like that we need to do an apology? Does Dana need to apologize for cropping her out and maybe repost the pictures here?
Yeah, I mean, my point is that I think she at least needs to recognize the hurt and the responsibility she takes. For one, when I had our kids, you know, it was very clear that our kids didn't go on social media. So that argument goes out the window because that's not her child, right? So she can't just go out and start posting this without actually knowing that it's okay to post. But other than that, it's more about who she was willing to show off and who she was specifically not willing to show off.
Yeah.
Like, she should be proud of both of them.
It's like such
right?
a statement, right?
Like, she's a hero. She just had their beautiful grandchild. Be proud of her and show her off to the world just like you would with a grandchild. So, yeah, I definitely am in the mom's corner on this one.
There's two apologies.
Yeah, so thank you.
Let's take one more just for fun. Thank you for calling us.
This is Jamie on 2 in White Marsh.
Jamie, what do you think? Does Dana need to apologize for cropping her daughter-in-law out of the newborn baby photo here?
100%. I was telling Jess, like, I'm married, I have kids. My mother-in-law is probably one of the best ones out there. She has always, always showed herself, even before kids were in the picture. And the fact that this grandmother can't even acknowledge that she hurt her daughter-in-law's feelings. She is part of her family now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said to Jess, if it wasn't for Ashley, she wouldn't have that beautiful grandbaby.
Period.
It just, I don't know. It upsets me so bad for this girl because you hear these horrible stories about mother-in-laws and the fact that she had the nerve to do this. I don't care if that's her Facebook page or not. Like, why did you cut her out? And I know she said they really don't know her, but they've been married 4 years. I'm assuming they've been together a couple years as well before that. Like, it's just a lame excuse. And I don't know. I feel bad. And I do think she owes an apology. 100%.
Absolutely.
Then, Dana, how does that make you feel then?
I'm sorry if her feelings are hurt. That was not my intention, but I'm not going to apologize for posting pictures of my grandbaby and my son just because she feels left out. I'm sorry if it hurt her, but that's, yeah.
Okay, I find that ridiculous, and in the future, I just won't be sharing any of our family photos with you.
I just think you're overreacting totally.
Really sorry that you feel that way.
Man, another hometown favorite adding to the list of closures. I was not expecting that. Were you? When y'all saw that?
I was literally like shot, like a gasp came like in my soul when I saw this news.
I was really surprised. Six Flags America and Hurricane Harbor and Bowie will be closing after the 2025 opening season. So just FYI, the park's final operating day, that's going to be Sunday, November 2nd. If you have season passes, the company did announce that passes and tickets will be honored throughout the final season of Six Flags America and Hurricane Harbor.
So, you know, Jess and I aren't from here originally, but I think the reason this one hits so hard is because I know a lot of you guys, I think it opened in the 70s and it's been under a couple of different names as it's gone. I think this one hits so hard because there's such a childlike wonder with this one. Like, I grew up in Georgia, right? And I went to Six Flags over Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to tell me that Six Flags over Georgia was closing, my heart would literally crumble. Like, every part of my childhood would literally crumble beneath me because I'm like, you can't close Six Flags over Georgia. Like, there's just something about it that has to stay open forever. Like, we must protect Six Flags at all possible costs.
Yeah.
I think that even if you haven't been to Six Flags America in years,
it's something in your childhood. The one in our area, I'm from Stockton, California. I forget where exactly the Six Flags is closest to us, but we went there for our eighth grade graduation.
Yeah.
That's where we all went.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I mean, Charlotte, you're from here.
Yeah.
So, like, when's the last time you actually went to Six Flags?
It's been a few years, for sure.
But as,
like,
as a kid.
So many memories. Like, oh my gosh, my dad and uncle accidentally took me on the hurricane when I was like 8 years old, and me and my cousin were sobbing because it was so scary because they didn't realize it was a high thrill ride. Like, that's part of the charm,
everyone's
integral memories.
Got so many good memories, I'm sure, from Six Flags.
The food. food.
Yes.
Just everything.
I'm sure it's hitting you some kind of way. So what we thought we'd talk about this morning is let's make a list of now defunct DMV locations that you still miss. Mm. Because let's be honest, it can be 10 years from now and somebody's still going to be seeing Six Flags America. You know what I mean? That's still going to be somebody's favorite spot that like you're still going to be missing. Yeah. So like, what's a location in the DMV that you still miss to this day? It could have been closed. It could have been a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And some of these locations you may have to introduce to us because Jess and I have only been here for 5 years, mm-hmm. right? So, but to this day, you still miss this. It could be Baltimore, anywhere in Maryland, DMV. Like, what's that DMV spot you still miss to this day? Let's make a list. It could be somebody else's favorite spot. So bring it up first. Jess, you want to go?
Yes, but mine is like in my hometown, and I noticed that there aren't any locations here, so that was like really depressing to me.
What is it?
It's Black Angus.
Jessica.
What is a Black Angus?
Literally, that's my point. Like, it's like a chain steak restaurant, but let me tell you why this has like a personal connection
Jess
to me.
Jess loves a chain restaurant.
Okay, I'm from Stockton, California. Jess all we have are like, everyone relax, okay? Yeah. But
is
yes.
Is like Longhorn?
Yes, it's like basically, but like not the same, okay? Yeah. It still doesn't hit. The reason why Black Angus was so special is because like, it was like almost every family member of mine worked there, and it was like their first job.
That's what I'm saying.
So
it's emotional
we always
ties.
Went there. Like every single uncle, every single aunt of mine all worked there. Like a ton of them were like bartenders at some point. So like we were always there. And once that closed, I was devastated. And then when I found out like the chain itself was basically like donezo, I was like, you guys, why? Like, I'm sorry. Black Angus has had the best Caesar salad of all time.
Like, your spot, honestly, could just be an absolute emotional tie, and, like, that can make perfect sense, even if it wasn't, like, a huge spot. Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Sarah, tell us that DMV now defunct location that you still miss to this day. Where is it?
Hunt Valley Mall.
The Hunt Valley Mall. Tell us.
Yes. So back in the day, it used to have Bamburgers and like all these little stores. I had my first job there at the camera store.
And, another camera store. Yeah. Going. Did you reimagine? Yeah.
But it's not.
But did you develop film there? Is that what you did? Did you print the pictures?
Yes, we used to print pictures back then.
Yeah, the good old days, man. How nostalgic this whole conversation has been. I love that. Thank you for calling us.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. A walk down memory lane is what we're doing right now, people. 410-583-1065. Hi, Mix. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ange.
Ange, we're talking about now defunct DMV locations that you still miss to this day. Where?
I can't believe I'm the first one to say this, but the Enchanted Forest.
Tell me about the Enchanted Forest. I mean, Jess and I are still kind of new, but I've heard stories of this place, but I want to hear it from your mouth.
It was when I was a child, that was the place to go. We didn't have very many of these bigger places that a lot of families could afford to, and it was very local.
Yeah.
And it was just magical. Like, we went back a couple of years later to see it. It's that time when you were a kid and you see these things, these magical scenes. I still remember the teacup ride in the mountain, the big giant slide. There was a boat called the Toot Toot.
Where was this place?
It's
from like the EC Diner. It's called the Enchanted Forest Shopping Center. It's like still.
Is it like a city, right?
Yeah, and like right. one
it's
of the original.
The same place.
Yeah, one of the original figurines is
it's
like
a shopping
king,
center
and he's
now.
He's still up there.
I always wonder what the hell that shopping center is and why it's so weird looking. So you're telling me that used to be an amusement park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Somebody bought all the pieces from it, and I think there's a farm somewhere where they actually have them so you can see them, I guess, still.
Oh my gosh.
Clark's Ellie Oak Farm, I think.
Still missing it. To this day, you still miss it.
Oh, man.
The memory.
So sweet.
All right.
When you have kids, you want to send them to them as well, and you can't.
I'm sure. Call us with yours, okay? Jess, what are some reoccurring themes on the text line?
Bo Brooks, such good crabs and cream of crab soup.
When they're, even as a vegan, I will say that great restaurant. I didn't realize they closed. I didn't know what they closed over in Canton.
I'll add one to this list too. Harriman's House in Reisterstown. They just closed in March. I'm really sad about that.
Good spot.
Miss Hosner's restaurant in Highlandtown on the text line. Another text right here, Farrell's Ice Cream in Wheaton Plaza.
Okay.
Best ice cream and candy shop. We'd meet there with guys in middle school. We felt so cool.
Love that.
What else do we have on here? Rainforest Cafe in the Towson Mall.
The memories. Rainforest cafes like dinner never seemed bigger. It was like,
that's cool.
Dinner's peaked at Rainforest Cafes.
And one more, Sliders Bar and Grill near Camden Yards. It was my cheers. I met my husband and some of my lifelong friends there, had my wedding after party and baby shower upstairs.
Oh, so cute.
So sweet. This is Hector on one.
Hector, where is it?
Oh, man, I'm going to have to go with Marley Station Mall.
Tell us about Marley Station Mall. Jess and I are still kind of new, but tell us why it was so great.
So that mall had like a lot of restaurants, a lot of toy stores, mm-hmm. clothing, shoe stores. It had basically everything.
Yeah.
And now it's like they're closing it. You don't find that many stuff in there.
It's sad, right? It's like sad. It's like you walk.
Yeah, it was a great spot.
And they had the cool playground inside, right? I used to go there as a kid.
Yeah, they even have a second floor, so you could go upstairs. And they even have a gym. So it was really good.
I'll tell you this right now.
This makes me so sad, you guys. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Like, whatever you do, don't go back to your favorite childhood mall. Don't do it. It will make you very sad if you haven't been in years, man. It's not the same place. It is not the same place you thought you were going to years ago. That's for sure. Charlotte, thank you for calling, by the way.
Thanks,
Charlotte,
Hector.
What, you were saying your favorite now defunct DMV spot. Where is it?
Yeah, shout out to the caller that talked about the Enchanted Forest, because mine was actually across the street from that on Route 40. It was the Forest Diner, and they made... To this day, like, it was the best grilled cheese I've ever had in my life.
You still think about it.
It was there since the 50s, and it was like all silver and chrome, and there was like a life-size Betty Boop statue.
Cute.
There were jukeboxes.
Yes.
They almost were able to make it like a National Historic Registry place.
Really?
But then it got torn down, and now there's a bunch of stuff there, and I still think about her.
To this day.
I'll
never forget you. Taylor and Woodlawn, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. It's a now defunct DMV spot, but you still think about it to this day. What is it?
It is Cactus Willie's is what I think about to this day.
What is Cactus Willie's?
It was Cactus Willie's.
Oh, Willie's.
And it was a restaurant that was attached to Security Square Mall in like Windsor Mills.
Yeah.
And it's similar to Old Country Buffet, but like birthday, like anytime I went out for my birthday, that was the restaurant we went to, and they would do the singing and everything. So like when Old Country Buffet was starting to go downhill, that showed up.
Yeah.
And it was right near home. Like even though eventually the quality went bad, like everyone in the area still remembers Cactus Willie's.
Still to this day. Why
is it going to be all of our favorite like birthday restaurants and like eighth grade graduation restaurants? Why are you taking it away?
Because those are the ones, unfortunately, those are the ones that hit the hardest. And I hope, listen, I hope this has been a fun walk down memory lane, not just a sad, stirring
I'm really
up of
sad. Wait, Nacho Mama's in Towson?
I know, that's what I'm saying. We've added so many this year, too. This year's brought so many new ones.
I am not in a good place right now.
Let's talk to, oh my gosh, I just forgot your name, but I know you're in such a rush to go to the chiropractor.
My name's Tracy.
Tracy, that's right, Tracy. I was in such a rush to get you on, I forgot your name. Tracy,
yeah, no worries.
Where's that spot? Where is that spot that you still think about to this day?
So, like back in the day, it was when I was nursing school in Baltimore. It was PT Flags. It's now the power plant.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was three-story bar. And, like, the one time I remember going there specifically, I was with my now husband, and we were on his friend's boat. It was really cool. And we went to the bar, and then he promptly fell into the water there.
Oh, my gosh.
We were on the water.
Yeah. But is he okay?
I have to remind him of that.
Did he survive? Okay. Is he all right?
He did survive. He didn't get an infection, and somebody did pull him out.
So it was called PT. So Power Plant was called PT Flags back in the day, and it was a three-story bar.
That's cool.
Yes, the whole building was the bar, the whole building.
And you still miss it to this day. How about that? PT Flags.
I don't know about that, but I did think of it.
But I guess
like
that's...
Yeah.
That's got to be somebody's favorite bar. I'm sure they're still like, oh my gosh, PT Flags. That was the spot. Well, thank you for calling. Now get the chiropractor. She's in a rush. Thank you so much for calling us. The text line. I've seen this one thing over and over again. I know we have to bring it up. What is this Jeepers place? Do you guys keep seeing this?
Yeah, it was an indoor amusement park. The pictures are crazy.
What do you guys know about Jeepers?
Kim and Glen Burnie says that it was way better than Chuck E. Cheese's. So is that kind of like what it was? There's a lot of texts about Jeepers
right
now.
We keep seeing over and over on the text. text line. You guys keep saying things about the Jeepers spot, and I don't know much about it other than it seems like it was like a Chuck E. Cheese like
vibe.
There's like spot indoor roller coasters. It looks like
oh my god,
Jeepers.
Yes, it looks crazy. There's like a carousel and like.
Where was it? Does it say what part of town that was
it
in?
It said it was in
That sounds wild.
Yeah, Rockville.
In Rockville? Dang, that sounds fun.
It looks really fun.
Another text right here, the Bel Air roller rink. Honestly, shout out to all the roller rinks. Like the Hammer Skate in my hometown. Like I just miss every single roller rink.
I know, so fun.
This is Cassandra and Veronica over in Rosedale.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
What DMV spot do you still miss to this day?
The play places in Burger King and McDonald's.
Oh, just literally any play place at any McDonald's.
Well, Burger King was in my area. There was a Burger King with an all ball fan.
Yeah.
And I love going there. And they had a salad bar.
And you're like, hey, I will say any salad bar in any fast food restaurant was fantastic.
To get salad bar and let us play in the play pits for hours.
You're like, we'll go there right now. We'll take that place right now. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, shout out play pits, honestly.
Yeah, they were good when they were good. Thank you for that.
All right, thank you guys.
Have a good one. See ya. Bye bye. I'm trying to see if there's anywhere else you guys are just fiending over. Are there any more texts that I'm missing? Disney store at White Marsh Mall.
Oh my God.
So sad. Closed. Fuddruckers in Owings Mills will always be missed. That's a good one too.
This is Mary Ellen in Odenton on 3.
Mary Ellen, come on. Give us one more final one. The DMV spot that's now defunct that you still miss. Then we got to move on to Friday.
We'll do real quick, guys. This is for your grandparents. Back in the day in the 70s, Baltimore City had a hot discotheque called Gerard's. It was as close as you could get to New York here.
Tell us.
Fog machines, drop down lights.
What?
Best DJs in the region.
Okay.
We had a bottle service before the word even existed.
Wait.
So you ask your grandparents or your friends' grandparents that are native Marylanders about Gerard's disco.
Gerard's.
You had to wait. There was a velvet rope.
Okay.
We had the best time as young adults.
And where was it?
It
was in Baltimore City.
In the Inner Harbor?
No. That didn't even exist.
Oh my God.
That was still, like a fish market.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
So we're talking back in the 70s, and it was.
But what part of town was it in though? Like wait, I'm just trying to like picture.
Up Charles Street.
Oh wow, geez. Okay, there we go.
That sounds like a good time, Mary Ellen.
I feel like we missed out, man. That maybe was the era, the good old days.
It's time for Friday Cry-Day. Feels good to let it out.
It's wacky here on Fridays about this time. Just how it gets, people. It just gets weird. I don't know why. We're just running out of gas at right about this point in the week. All right. Welcome to Friday Cry-Day. This is my friend Jess. She's a really emotional person. Real emotional. And she cries a lot. She cries for a lot of reasons. Happy, sad, mad, angry, just all the reasons. So we decided to make a little game out of it. At the end of the week, what she does, she comes down here and she tells you three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week as a sensitive person. You, as an educated adult, are trying to guess which of these three reasons is the real reason of why she cries. If you get it right, you win a prize. Sit back, relax, enjoy the tears. With Friday Cry-Day, we'll start with story number one.
Story number one. So, after my husband Garage Boy's car got broken into and someone tried to steal it, after dealing, with the apartment complex and all the police and everything, it was like 2 p.m. and we still hadn't eaten anything. We were just like emotionally and mentally fried. So we went to the Qdoba on Joppa Road because Garage Boy really wanted a steak and shrimp bowl. We get there. And they ran out of shrimp.
No.
But they were like, we just have to make some more. So if you can just chill. We're like, Yeah. We got it.
Not the worst thing that's happened today.
We were fine. We got all day. And while we're waiting, the manager goes, here, like, have some free sodas on us. Small win. Right? That was nice.
Sure.
Then we go to checkout. And he only charged us for one bowl. He gave us one bowl for free. This man didn't know anything about our situation. Didn't know anything about our day. He was just being kind and just like a random act of kindness. And I got in the car and I was like, I everything's going to be okay. Aww. That was so nice of him to do. That. Yeah.
That's a sweet story. All right, story number two.
Story number two. So with everything, you know, dealing with Garage Boy's car, we've been dealing with all the chaos of that all week, right? Well, plot twist. My car starts to make a noise, and it's something like something's about to fall off while I'm driving kind of noise.
Is that why you were Ubering this week?
Yes.
I forgot to ask you why you were Ubering, but yeah. Okay.
So I had to take my car in, and it was like a whole bearing wheel, I don't know, expensive sounding type situation. I really don't know. I just blacked out. I was like, just tell me what it is and let me just take it. Honestly, just take everything I have. And I had just hit my limit, and I broke down.
You did not have a good car week. That's true. I mean, I can tell you, cry or not, I'm not sure, but Jess had a really rough car week, okay?
Yeah, that's facts.
Story number three.
Story number three. So after I got my car fixed and I was now safely driving on the freeway, the weather was actually really pretty. And the sky was like so blue, and I looked around and I realized that the trees are in bloom again. And like a few weeks ago, the trees were dead. Yeah. And now they're alive. And I thought to myself, if trees can do that, if they can start over every season, then so can we. We can also come back with a clean slate. And after this week, I was like, I too can start over. And I had a breakdown on 695.
Huh?
Mm?
What's happening?
He saw my expression. I looked at him and I was like, what do you think,
about that one? Huh? How about them tears? Huh? Oh, man. That sounds so absurd.
It's kind of tough.
I know. This is tough.
It's tough.
That's tough.
Tough round, not going to lie.
Because that sounds so absurd, but damn it, that could really be the truth. I could see Jess literally sitting in her car being like, if trees can bloom, so can I. All right, what's the real cry? Fun. Michelle in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
You got three stories in front of you. Which one do you think was the real cry this week?
I mean, it cannot be the trees for sure. It has to be number one. Kindness, sweet kindness, people. It's so rare, and it has to be that.
The Shrimple story. It's. If I had to guess, I would say that could obviously be the story of the week. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
That wasn't the real cry.
Really?
It wasn't. But why? I have to say though, but like for real, shout out to Qdoba and Towson on Joppa Road because he was so sweet and he really did do that. I don't think we had anything left. So I think we were just so hungry.
No emotions in there.
Like there were no more tears left in the eyeballs to release. So that was not the real cry, but it was so sweet.
Thank you for trying though, Michelle. We appreciate it. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
See you. All right. Two options left. Let's try with our buddy Joe in Whitehall. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. You got two options left. Is it story number two or story number three?
You know, I was going to go with number one originally until you said you saw Jess's face kind of flash on number three. So I'm leaning for number three.
But, like, the flash was like, I didn't believe her after she said it. It was almost like, huh?
I don't know. My wife, she hates winter. Every time spring comes around, the trees, she gets the same exact way. So I'm going number three today.
Okay. You know what? It's a risky shot, but you can try it. Jess, was that the real cry this week?
That was the real cry.
That was the real cry? Yeah. You literally cried about that? I mean, that's what I'm saying. With Jess, you just never know.
I did.
You never know.
I was like, because I don't know. I was like, oh, crap. The trees are in bloom. Like, it's not. Because, you know, when you drive down the freeway and when everything's dead, it's so flipping depressing.
It is depressing.
And then I think I just took a moment. It, like, just registered in my brain that now they're fluffy again.
Yeah.
And I really got in my feelings and I was like, you know what? If they too can start over, so can we. Like, we will get through this. And I literally was crying.
Wow.
I was crying.
And we believe it too, right? Like, it sounds like a very Jess story. I can
but
just
it's
see
so real.
It's like tears falling it's down
so
your face.
It's so real, though. It's really real.
No, I don't doubt that. None of us do.
Yeah, I was close to number one. This was just yesterday. I was in Bel Air getting a haircut. Yeah. And I was leaving. There's like a local homeless guy that everyone kind of knows. Real nice guy.
Yeah.
And one of the other barbers just hands him a Coke on the way. I went to the store, handed him a Coke, and I was like, wow, that was really nice of that guy. So I was actually heading to Bontempo Brothers and decided to kind of pay it forward and give him a piece of pizza as well.
Mm.
Love this story.
Hey, Joe?
I was real close on story one.
Love this story. Joe, love this nice little addition to Friday Friday. A little bonus story in here. Love this.
Aww, there you go.
Joe, man. And
well, free of charge.
Look at this, man. Look at this. Now we get now you've won Friday Friday. It all works out. Congratulations, my guy.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much. Yes, hope you guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, same to you, y'all. That's called Friday Friday, and we'll play it again this time next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.